This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patients. Cisco, S-I-S-C-O, first name Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, date of birth, November 10, 1960, date of evaluation, August 8, 2023. The chief complaint, 62-year-old female who is seen for disability evaluation. The HPI. The patient is a 62-year-old female who reports having developed COVID-19 in December of 2022, period. She was then hospitalized for approximately 1 month, period. She underwent echocardiogram, which revealed left ventricular ejection fraction of 30%, period. The patient was subsequently discharged, period. At that time, she was referred for outpatient left heart catheterization. The patient reports that cardiac catheterization revealed severe three-vessel coronary artery disease, period. Two vessels were 100% stenosed, and the right coronary artery was 75% stenosed, period. She was initially found to be too weak to undergo surgery and was subsequently referred for initial physical therapies and nutritional therapies. Question mark, period. She then underwent three-vessel coronary artery bypass grafting in May of 2023, period. The patient continues with dyspnea with minimal activity, period. She has shortness of breath on walking less than 25 yards, period. More recently, she has had symptoms of recurrent falls, but otherwise unremarkable, period. The past medical history, one, diabetes, next number, hypertension, next number, atrial fibrillation, next number, congestive heart failure, next number, coronary artery disease, next number, COPD, next number, chronic back pain. The past surgical history, C-section, next number, ovarian ablation, question mark, next number, three-vessel coronary artery bypass grafting. The medications, fluticasone nasal spray, PRN, Spiriva, 25 micrograms, 2 puffs daily, omeprazole, PRN, pregabalin, 150 milligrams, 1 TID, spironolactone, 25 milligrams, 1 BID, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams, BID, sertraline, 100 milligrams daily, Entresto, 25 milligrams daily, amiodarone, 200 milligrams, 1 daily, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams, 1 daily, furosemide, 60 milligrams, one and a half daily, Jardiance, 25 milligrams, half tablet daily, potassium 25 milliliter equivalents 1 BID, glipizide 5 milligrams 1 daily, mirtazapine 15 milligrams half daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, most of it congestive heart failure and arthritis. Father had pancreatic cancer, coronary artery disease, and seizures. Social history, patient denies alcohol or drug use. Last cigarette use was approximately 6 months ago, period. The review systems, constitutional, she reports weight gain, eyes, she wears glasses, gastrointestinal, she has heartburn and uses antacids, genitourinary, she has frequency of urination, musculoskeletal, she has joint pain, neurologic, she has dizziness, psychiatric, she reports insomnia, hematologic, she has easy bruising, easy bleeding, and history of anemia. Physical examination, blood pressure 111/79, pulse 63, respiratory rate of 20, in general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Vision, left eye 20/25-2, right eye 20/30, both eyes 20/25-1. The cardiac exam, regular correction, the respiratory chest demonstrates a midline scar, period. Lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2, period. No murmurs are noted, period. Gastrointestinal, abdomen is noted to be obese, period. Bowel sounds are normally active, period. No masses or tendon is noted, period. Extremities reveal trivial edema, period. The impression, this is a 62-year-old female with history of ischemic cardiomyopathy, left ventricular ejection fraction of 30%, who underwent successful revascularization, period. Despite the same, she has continued with dyspnea at less than 25 yards, period. She has no symptoms of angina, period. She has history of atrial fibrillation, period. She further has history of COPD, period. Her symptoms of dyspnea on exertion and symptoms of rest, correction, and symptoms of dyspnea and rest are all likely related to her cardiovascular status, period. She has underlying cardiomyopathy with decreased ejection fraction, and symptoms are most likely related to cardiorespiratory insufficiency, period. She most likely has some degree of COPD contributing to her symptoms, period. Despite the same, period, she is currently unable to perform tasks requiring significant exertion, lifting, or pulling, period. Currently, she is classified New York Heart Association Class 3, period. However, she should be reassessed in a year with echocardiogram to assess for improvement in her LV function and symptoms following her revascularization. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.